A man who will never whine about cool conditions is the man who himself embodies cool, Larry Weber. Morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And I think cool is the right word this morning. If you were out walking and got into the wind as I did, you would agree with the term cool. 26 degrees at my house this morning. Now, for those who are maybe complaining about the cool temperatures and such, and this is May 8, just go back 1 year. It was 1 year ago today, and I was in the southern part of the state, and I came home. I was back here by 3 o'clock. Just at the moment I got back, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it started to snow. And it continued to snow and snow and snow all night. We didn't get that much. We got maybe 3 to 4 inches of snow by the next morning. It was enough to put on skis and do a little skiing. But the Weather Service in Duluth recorded 8 inches of snow, biggest snow ever recorded in the month of May. And, yeah, that was only 1 year ago. So those who are concerned about the present-day weather, just don't say anything. Other things of note, we are, cooler than normal for the first week of May. We're dry. That's the statistic that I get concerned about. We started dry way back in January, and ever since then, we've been drier than normal. And that continues to happen. Thanks to the snowpack we had in the winter and the melting that we had, the slow melting, we're getting along just fine, and the critters are doing just fine. But we'll see what happens as we continue through the season. Astronomically, I hope you had a chance to get out and see the full moon the last couple of nights. It was quite spectacular. That, of course, goes through different phases, but one thing we are continually seeing in the west is Venus. Boy, it is big and bright every night. Jupiter in the east in the early morning, and for those who want to rise like you, Lisa, getting up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, take a look in the east with binoculars, a little bit of coaxing perhaps, but there is a comet visible now, the Swan Comet. And so, yeah, that's for those who want to get up early enough and see it with a clear sky. We are in May, and in May, in my mind, it's WW. It is wildflowers and warblers. The wildflowers have been doing just fine. I was at a walk at Jay Cook State Park yesterday, and I found 13 species in bloom. Had I looked a little harder, I perhaps could have found a few more. Most of them were no surprise. The spring beauties, the bloodroot, the hepatica, they always are blooming at about this time, and once again, it's living up to its time. Wood anemone, marsh marigold, ginger, the both white and yellow trout lilies, bellworts, toothwort, Dutchman breeches, yellow violet. Yellow violet sounds like a contradictory name. It's actually not that bad of a name when you get down and take a close look at the flower. But all these were in bloom, and they're taking advantage of the sunlight. Sunlight penetrates now through to the forest floor because the leaves are not yet out on the trees. They will be coming soon. Matter of fact, I had a very interesting experience. The day before yesterday in the morning, I took a walk and went by this one growth of quaking aspen that were bare, still not have any leaves. I came by on the very same walk on yesterday morning, and they were already turning green. Quaking aspen are the quickest of any of the larger trees. We have a lot of smaller plants that are leafing out right now, raspberry, gooseberry, and the one that I really watch the most, and that's elderberry. Their leaves are unfolding quite well already. And so there is plenty of that going on, but it's when the bigger trees get their leaves that they cast the shade down to the ground. That's when the spring wildflowers have to be pretty much all done. So they have a short, quick, beautiful lifespan. I saw some outstanding growths of them yesterday. But they don't last very long. That's why they're often referred to as ephemerals, the short-living ones. The one I did not yet see in bloom and would be quite interesting when they do start to get in bloom are the trilliums. And trilliums, yes, are big and white and really take over a whole growth. Among the wildflowers, on the ground are a few fiddleheads. Fiddleheads are the new growth of ferns, and I have found three species of those so far. And once again, a little bit of search could have probably found a few more. Warblers, however, are a little slow. I have seen and I watched the nice big movement of yellow rump warblers in my backyard the day before yesterday. And then yesterday I came upon a movement of palm warblers, but those are the only two I've seen so far. Warblers spend winter in Central America, and when they come back usually when it's warm enough, when there's insects out and they have plenty of food to find. They do not know our weather conditions when they're down there in Central America, so they come back triggered mostly by the amount of daylight that sends them further north, and they usually arrive, I expect, somewhere from the 10th on, we can start seeing more kinds of warblers. There's one in particular that I've been waiting to see and hear, and that's the ovenbird, but I haven't yet had that experience. Well, there are a few warblers that don't go that far south. There are a few warblers, yellow rump warbler and palm warbler are both examples of that. They spend winter largely in the southern states of the U.S., and so they're quicker to come back. Other birds of note that we look forward to see in May, and perhaps we'll be seeing in the next week, are different kinds of flycatchers and thrushes, vireos. Grosbeak, perhaps. I have heard that there may be already have shown up, the rosebreast grosbeak. Baltimore oriole, the hummingbird, ruby-throated hummingbird, wrens, sandpipers, bittern, these are all birds that could be showing up. I have been hearing the snipe flying every day. I have been hearing rough grouse drumming every day, and I've been watching a nest of Canada geese just waiting for the babies to come out, but it still hasn't happened yet. But so there is plenty going on. Several kinds of sparrows I hear here. I had one day this week of four kinds of sparrows. So, yeah, there are things going on, but I still want to see more of the warblers. And then, Lisa, I have to pass on two more to you. One of them was this. Last week I spoke about, I said we've had butterflies around so far, the ones that had hibernated for the winter. But now we're going to start to see those that are emerging from their chrysalis. It starts with a little tiny blue one called the spring azure. I said that to you last week on Friday. Well, on Saturday, the next day, I saw the first spring azure, a little tiny blue butterfly. And I've seen many since then. Also of note are the frogs. I've talked about several times the trio that starts off the calling in the spring, the chorus frog, wood frog, and spring peeper. The wood frogs have gone down a great deal. They're virtually done already. But the spring peepers are loud on a regular basis. Last night was just a little bit too chilly, and today is right now a little too chilly, but I expect they'll be back. Well, they were joined late last week by the fourth one, and that's the leopard frog. And then one day this week, as I was sitting in the yard, I heard a calling from a gray tree frog. So, yes, May, among other things, is also going to have some frogs. And then be on the lookout for a lot of the small trees along the roadsides, plum, cherry, and juneberry, that put forth white blossoms, and they'll be coming soon. I was out looking for them yesterday, did not see any yet, but they are coming. So, yeah, Lisa, maybe a little chilly, but we are in May, and like I said, just a year ago, we had a wonderful snow.
8 inches of snow.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, a man who always knows how to put things into perspective. Backyard Almanac is a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.